thinking tonight we're probably okay. All right, ready? Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, I think we may have a change or two.
Yes. Gentlemen, the conditional use number 2050 for Two Farm Incorporated has been removed from the agenda and will be re-advertised. And other business item, Coastal Club, has been removed from the agenda at the request of the developer and will be rescheduled for a later date.
All right, then.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the July 14, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been approved, and we found no corrections unless someone on commission found something we need to correct.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of July 14, 2016 as presented.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the July 14, 2016 meeting as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have three items of old business this evening. First one being conditional use number 2051, Dale Thaxton.
Mr. Chairman, we've got an item under other business to consider whether this is an owner occupied, so I'm going to table this item until that's discussed.
Okay. All right, then. Our next item is subdivision 2016-2, estates at Cedar Grove. BDRP LLC. My goodness. The whole alphabet there.
Mr. Chairman, I've prepared a motion for this application.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2016-2 for the estates of Cedar Grove, BDRP LLC, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zone. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 100 lots on 70.83 acres. This results in a density of approximately 1.42 lots per acre, which is much less than the maximum density permitted in the AR1 zone. Three, a subdivision on this site will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or area roadways. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose and standards of the subdivision code, and the applicant has addressed the requirements of section 99-9C of the code. Five, I'm satisfied that this project is a superior design under the cluster subdivision ordinance. It provides for the preservation of 25.42 acres of undisturbed forested areas with a total of 38.56 acres, or 55% of the property remaining as open space. The project will provide active and passive recreational uses, including a multimodal path, walking areas, a swimming pool, and a clubhouse. The project will be served by central water and sewer. The development complies with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan as a low-density single-family dwelling subdivision. Nine, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 100 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. The entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. E, the applicant shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. F, a forested or landscape buffer of at least 20 feet in depth shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. G, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. H, a system of sidewalks shall be installed on the site as shown on the preliminary site plan. I, the subdivision shall be served by a central sewer system. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. L, a school bus stop shall be provided. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation coordinator to establish the school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. M, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. N, deliveries of dirt, fill, or other similar materials shall only be made to or from the site between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. O, a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting those conditions, must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-2 Estates at Cedar Grove BDRP LLC for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the change of zone number 1802, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that is my motion. But before we get to that motion, I prepared a little history about this site that I feel is important.
You want that included in the record?
I do. In 2007, the Planning and Zoning Commission was presented with a request for a change in zone for this property to CR1 that would have paved the way for a 520,000 square foot destination shopping center on 60 acres right at the intersection of King's Highway and Gills Neck Road. It was a shopping center as large or larger than anything on Route 1. As such a large potential destination, it created and even attracted too much traffic onto King's Highway and into Lewis. I voted against that application and the applicants withdrew it. Then another CR1 zoning requested was sought for 45.7 acres of land with the possibility of around 320,000 square feet of commercial space. I voted against that application too. At the last meeting, we were asked to consider a rezoning to B1 neighborhood business for a proposed 75,000 square foot shopping center on a much smaller part of the same piece of land. This was roughly an 82% reduction from the original proposal. Unlike the prior proposals, which were intended to be destinations for people from all over Sussex County and beyond, this smaller project allows people who live in the vicinity of Gills Neck Road to get what they need locally without traveling to other Lewis roads or going on to Route 1. It serves a need and is good planning. It also complies with our county comprehensive plan, which directs neighborhood shopping like this to areas where low and medium density residential development exists, exactly like the development that has occurred on Gills Neck Road. It also says that development like this should be located in proximity to an incorporated municipality, which it is. I realize that not everyone may like the guidance that our plan currently gives us, but that's what it says. And as a side, if you disagree with this type of planning, now's the time to get involved as we are working on our new plan to be adopted in 2018. As we all know, the state controls the roads. In most cases, road improvements follow development approvals, which is always not the best way to go.
Here, the developer has entered into an agreement with DelDOT for road improvements based on a much larger shopping center, the original one that was proposed. I believe that we all benefit from these roadway improvements paid through private investment. And unlike just about every other development we see, most of the road improvements will be completed prior to any development of this property. There has rightfully been a lot of concern about the water supply for the city of Lewis. I am concerned about the protection of the city's water supply too. But the eventual development of this property will be regulated by Sussex County Wellhead Protection Ordinance. It governs what can and can't be built in close proximity to the wells. It also regulates the impervious area and recharge requirements in the rest of the area, but it does not prevent development of the land. In fact, it is similar to the City of Lewis's requirements for water resource protection area, which allows land development if impervious cover and recharge requirements are met. In the end, this project will probably be scrutinized like no other when the applicant seeks to have a site plan reviewed for the development of it. They will be forced to comply with the legal requirements put in place to protect the Lewis wells. I know that there is some opposition to this request, but I believe it's a reasonable request, and that it will serve the needs of a lot of people in this area with convenient shopping, and that it follows the direction of our own comprehensive plan. So I'm prepared to make a motion recommending approval of the rezoning to B1.
Comment, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
That sounds just like the synopsis I was working on this afternoon.
Well, that's good. Three minds think alike.
Except my synopsis had that I made the motion on the first two for denial, so.
Okay.
I did.
I think that was more of a collected body.
Right, but I said it.
You don't have to.
Just so many.
Mr. Chairman.
I'm sorry, I think Mr. Ross may have
Ross has a comment.
I appreciate the time you took to write that. I think it's very accurate, and I agree with your motion to approve, or I haven't heard it, but I agree with approving the project. I just think that there's a lot of opportunity for the citizens of Lewis, and shopping centers such as the one that we're considering in utilizing some form of public-private partnership to hook into the DART transportation system. For us as citizens to just say, okay, state, give me transit, state, give me transit, state, give me transit, and not look at the opportunities that we have to have shuttle buses between small communities like Lewis and shopping centers like the one being proposed, or even shopping centers out of Route 1, and hooking into the public transportation system, which makes that even more efficient. It takes a little bit of burden off the state, but it brings a lot of benefit to the citizens. So I would hope that at some point the citizens of these small communities and neighborhoods and the individual developments, such as our own Plantations Road, would start to consider, you know, trying to pick up some of that slack.
Mr. Hudson, would you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay.
Everybody good down there? Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ number 1802 for J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 based upon the information contained in the record on this application and for the following reasons. This application is for a change in zone from AR1 to B1, neighborhood business. According to our zoning code, the B1 zone is appropriate to provide retail shopping and personal service uses to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low density or medium density residential neighborhoods. This purpose of the B1 district is satisfied by this application. Right now, there are approximately 1,500 residential units located or approved along Gills Neck Road. All of these units have developed with low and medium density designs. And residents in all of those units currently must travel to Route 1 or across Kings Highway and Clay Road to the villages of Five Points for their retail shopping needs and personal services, personal uses such as a grocery store. Neighborhood business use here will be convenient to those existing and future residents and will eliminate the traffic and congestion caused by having to travel to Route 1 or Savannah Road. B1 zoning is appropriate for this site. The B1 zoning district is the most limited commercial or business zoning category in Sussex County. Here, B1 zoning will limit the size and type of uses that occur on this site, ensuring that any future development of it will be on a scale that is compatible with the surrounding areas. There was a great deal of concern about the location of the City of Lewis's wells across Kings Highway from this site, and whether the existence of these wells should prevent the rezoning of this property. The protection of these wells is important to everyone, and it is governed by the Sussex County Source Water Protection Ordinance that was adopted in 2008. Those protections apply at the site plan stage, and any development of this site must comply with the requirements of the Source Water Protection Ordinance, whether the site is zoned AR1 or B1. But the existence of these wells is not a reason to deny this particular application. The Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports this rezoning. The property is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the plan. In this area, our plan says that retail and office uses are appropriate, and that careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. This rezoning falls squarely within the guidance established by our comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan also directs that appropriate growth, such as this B1 zoning, should be directed towards a growth area, which includes the environmentally sensitive area where this property is located, based on several guidelines, including A, the proximity to an incorporated municipality, B, the existence of public sewer and water, C, location on or near a major road, D, the character and intensity of the surrounding development, E, how the area ranks according to the Delaware strategies for state policies and spending. Here, our plan's guidelines are all satisfied since the project is close to the City of Lewis. There is public sewer and water available. The property is located along an arterial roadway according to the mobility element of the plan. The surrounding residential development supports the need for a neighborhood business uses. The rezoning is consistent with other business and commercial trends in the area, and the location is in level 1 according to state strategies. Our comprehensive plan supports this rezoning. DLDOT has approved the TIS for this project, and both DLDOT and the applicant have entered into an agreement for intensive roadway improvements in this area that support the rezoning. Both the TIS and the agreement are based on a development of a much larger project than what can be built on this 11 acres of B1 zoning. These roadway improvements, at the developer's expense, will be a benefit to all travelers in the area. One example of the improvement of the Capenlopen Gills Neck Road Kings Highway intersection, which is currently underway. The rezoning to B1 is consistent with neighboring and adjacent uses. Besides the need for reasonable neighborhood businesses to serve the existing residential uses, B1 zoning and the limited uses it allows are consistent with the small-scale commercial zoning across the street from the site. a small shopping center just down the road, the high school, and other businesses and retail establishments, restaurants, and offices that are nearby. B1 zoning is appropriate for this site, but if approved by the county council, it is not the end of the county's involvement if it is developed. The Planning and Zoning Commission and its staff must still review any site plan for the development of the project, including whether it complies with the County Source Water Protection Ordinance and how it relates to the Lewis Scenic Byways Program recently endorsed by the County Council, especially at this location as a gateway to Lewis, and how it is interconnected with the adjacent developments and roadways. For all these reasons, it is my recommendation that this rezoning from AR1 to B1 should be approved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1802, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, for the reasons with the stipulations stated in the motion. We'll call a roll on this. Mr. Burton, how do you vote?
I vote to approve the change of zone.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote to approve the change of zone.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Ross?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries 5-0. All right then, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. I assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate